Welcome to another episode of Being Black 2020. I'm your co-founder and CEO of the Being Black 2020 podcast and wellness initiative, Haru Anu, also known as Joshua X. And today's podcast will be about vulnerability. I repeat, today's episode will be about vulnerability. And first and foremost, I have to say thank you. I appreciate all of the Being Black 2020 family members and people who support this initiative, this movement goes above and beyond because of the support we get. So I appreciate it from every country, from every person. I just want to say I and the other people involved in Being Black 2020 appreciate it. Me and Cosmic Mother, we definitely appreciate it. Thank you for all the support you give. Thank you for the views, the buying the products, the seeking consultations. Every concept of it adds in more value to the mental health that we are building, the mental health family, the bridge over destructive waters. So appreciate that. Just want to say that first and foremost. Now, going into vulnerability, it is very important when we talk about this, family, that we have a clear and open mind. That when we talk about vulnerability, it is a very sensitive subject because a lot of people, you know, have been hurt from being vulnerable or opening up to the wrong people. So before we even get into the subject, we are going to allow ourselves to be open to the fact that it is going to be times where we make mistakes, or not even make mistakes, but we learn lessons the hard way when it comes to being vulnerable. Everybody that we be vulnerable with is not going to have the same responsibility or the same accountability as us, and we have to acknowledge that going forward in life. We're not always going to have someone who we trust with our hearts, we trust with our soul, we trust with our open decisions, we trust with our livelihoods to reciprocate the same type of energy that we get. And it's not for us to somber and become destructive and upset when that happens. It's us to learn a lesson and move forward. So that's just one thing about vulnerability. Before I even get into the how it helps us, you know, I'm just going to talk about that. You know, because a lot of people, when it talks about vulnerability, they just get deep into their wounds. And then you never really evolve and then learn and grow. And then when you get into new relationships, you move on new chapters in life. And then you really still got stuck in that same mindset. So it's very important that we talk about this if we want to talk about mental health. I've talked about a lot of subjects, but this is one of the most important ones, is being vulnerable. That's telling yourself that you can trust your own decisions, and that's telling the people that you work with that you trust them, and people that you're around and you love that you trust them as well. People talk all the time about, you know, being hurt and destructive things happening and being around negative people. And that causes, most times out of none, that causes people to put up walls. And those walls protect you. Everybody know walls protect you. They are a wonderful defense system. That's one of the first and most effective defense systems is putting up a wall. However, you have to realize when you barricade yourself into something, that's exactly what you're doing. You're barricading yourself. Nobody can get in, but also you can't get out, and you get stuck. And even if you're not stuck, you're limiting yourself. You're limiting your position. You're limiting your movement. You're limiting how much you can elevate. So it's not necessarily good to stay stuck in those defensive measures. In some moments in your life, you're going to have to defend yourself, but it's not to stay stuck in defense mode. And that's what a lot of us have done, because we feel safe in defense mode. We feel more encouraged. We feel as though nobody can penetrate our defense system. We're okay. And like I said, family, nobody wants to be in a suffocating point in life, where you're suffocating yourself in a barricade of comfortability, in a barricade of mediocrity, in a barricade of, you know, social media, in a barricade of, you know, whatever your vice is, sports or entertainment, whatever your vice is, that could be a barricade, that could be a safe zone for you, where you stay stuck in that mind place, in that state of mind. And a lot of people like to do it with controlling, or since you don't want to trust people, you don't want to be vulnerable, you're just going to control every situation. There's a lot of ways to try to avoid being vulnerable. However, those cause unhealthy mental fragments. I repeat, every little which way you try to avoid being vulnerable is going to cause you to have further destructive patterns, further destructive mental, you know, mental events happen. We all have those events in our head where, you know, we suffered and we dragged our agony longer than it should have been. It should have been a lesson and we made it a season. We all have those points. I know I've done it, other people have done it, I've seen it. You know, it happens to everybody. However, it's about learning through those curves, learning through those processes, learning through this. And it's about learning how to be vulnerable. It takes steps. Only do it with people that you know you can trust. It's not about just having your heart on your shoulder. It's also about opening up and being truthful with the ones that do give you their heart. So that's very important, family. Vulnerability is not a weakness. It can be a strength. It's only a weakness if you barricade yourself and you defend yourself from becoming vulnerable. Then it becomes a pattern of, like I said, it becomes a toxic pattern of, it can turn into trust issues. It can turn into controlism. It can turn into a lot of things that's negative from not allowing yourself to be vulnerable. You know, quit treating every situation like your worst situation. Because that energy that surrounds around that pattern of thought creates your new events. It creates your reality. It molds and shapes the new identities of things to come. So, like I said, family, you're going to realize that you're going to elevate so much higher once you start to become vulnerable. I'm saying this from experience. You're going to grow in life once you figure out you can be vulnerable. You're going to grow in life once you feel like, oh, if I can't be vulnerable somewhere, I shouldn't be there. That's the other side of it, family. If you can't be yourself in a certain surroundings, then you shouldn't be there. If you can't be yourself at home, then that's not your home. If you can't be yourself in your job, then that's not the place where you should be. If you can't be yourself, then you should not be in that space. That's the first space in being vulnerable. That's the first process in being vulnerable. Can I be vulnerable here? If you cannot be vulnerable in somewhere, you need to remove yourself or create a space where you can be vulnerable. That's how your energy flows. We talk all about spirituality, but we never let our energy flow enough to be spiritual. All spirituality is analyzing and aligning those spiritual properties within us. The things that the doctor can't explain. Those energies that move and navigate the world and have everything going. We need to talk about that. Because that's what is causing confusion within ourselves and it causes frustrations and cancers and toxins. Because we don't realize how much of ourselves are being compromised on a day-to-day basis because we don't understand ourselves. We don't understand why we feel these certain ways. We don't understand why we have these certain attractions. We don't understand why we are stuck in these certain revolving doors, why we feel depleted, why we feel like we're not accomplishing, why we feel like we're not moving forward, why society is decaying when it comes to mental, you know, the mentality of working hard and effort and, you know, idealism and revolution. You know, all of it is becoming more and more subtle when it comes to practicality and, you know, actually, you know what I'm saying, just letting things go and being more passive. That's becoming more age of the day because we're all starting to be bunched into the bubble of suppressive nature. Suppressive nature because nobody wants to be vulnerable enough to be the one outside of the box. Nobody wants to be the one to say, okay, well, I don't agree with everybody else. I don't agree with what the main of society is doing. I don't agree. And I just don't agree just because I want to be the odd man out. I don't agree because a lot of this is sick. A lot of it is mislabeling. A lot of it is misidentifying. A lot of it is causing our families and loved ones to go against each other. A lot of it is causing people to go without food for no reason. A lot of it is causing resources to be stripped from the land and be taken from people and people dying over it for no reason. A lot of it is because of the agony and destruction that the elitists want to portray and prescribe throughout the world just for the fun of it, just for their maniacal purposes. It has no real purpose at this point. The people who run the 8% of people who run the world have 90% of the world's resources. There is no point to anything they do at this point but to keep the resources out of the hand of the 90 that don't have it. The number one thing that stops people from connecting with each other from different cities, from different countries, from all different parts of the world, the number one thing that stops people from connecting is being vulnerable, stepping outside of your comfort zone, learning a new language, getting a passport, talking to someone from a different background, learning to talk to people in new spaces, learning to be in new backgrounds, and learning to try new things and evolve. That's how we connect, when we start to allow the spaces for us to connect to become possible. But right now there is no connection because there's internet connection, there's Wi-Fi connection. It's all this superficial AI, artificial intelligence, but there's no real intelligence enough to be able to say, oh no, the human connection is still the most powerful thing in the world. That's what changes the world. Human connection, not the internet, not technology, not money. What changes the world is people. The energy that we spew is what fuels the world. The energy that we provide. So we have to start loving and identifying ourselves so that our energy is spewing in ways that benefits us. It's spewing in ways that feeds us. It's spewing in ways that we understand so that we can identify and that we can blossom in ways that is more evolutionary for us. And that's on an individual basis, but collectively we benefit from it. Everybody's not going to have the same goal. Hey, people like, oh no, I want my spiritual gifts. I want to be able to fly. I want to be able to read minds. Everybody don't have the same gift. Everybody ain't gonna have the same step. Everybody's fingerprint is different. You think about out of all the hands in the world, everybody has a unique fingerprint. Your gift is unique to you. You have to access it and use it. That's why it's called responsibility. You have to respond to your ability. That's why I call it accountability. You have to account for your ability. But it starts with allowing yourself to even be open to the idea that you have more to learn. That's being vulnerable too. You have to be open to the idea that you have more to learn. Most people, when they start learning things, oh, no, that's it. I know everything. No, you have to be vulnerable enough for somebody to teach you something. Some people, nobody can't teach you nothing because you don't want to be vulnerable. There's nothing wrong with being vulnerable. You have to be able to learn. You have to be able to grow. You have to be able to be moldable and coachable. But you also have to be able to know who you are. But in that process, there's nothing wrong with co-opting and building with somebody and learning from a new experience or inspiration. There's nothing wrong with it. So, as always, family, if you have any questions, concerns, or comments, please go to www.thebeingblack2020.com. Like I said, you can always count on us to answer questions and to the best of our knowledge. If you have any in-depth questions about health matters, about physical health matters, mental health matters, about social topics, please book a consultation if you want to have a direct analysis. The message is kind, but you're gonna get a brief consultation on the message. You're not gonna get anything in, because time is precious, fam. We have to value our energy. So please respect the process and book a consultation, family. So, like I say, we also have the social medias, the TikTok, Being Black 2020 on Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat as well. So Being Black 2020, please follow, join the family. We love and appreciate those who have joined. I really can't say that enough. From every part, from every country, from every part of the world, you definitely give so much fuel to the Being Black family. So like I said, as always, family, peace, love, and hotel.